get ready to explore the 6 fated must-know topics in April's astrology. Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the world through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you through the crazy ups and downs and helping you make much more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. And this episode looks at the themes of April that are, I would say, pretty much unavoidable. I'll forecast using degree theory, plus the I Ching hexagrams, which take into account the sign, the decan, the location of the sun's passage across the constellation for this month of April. Take notes to get the most out of this episode, or click download and save or share so you can reference when needed. It's fascinating that we only give credibility to observable phenomena, even though it's speculated that something like more than 90% of our universe is made up of things that we can't see. So that's potentially 90% of things and stuff that's like undetectable to us. Does that mean we're living within 10% of the universe? That's mind-boggling. I read here that the technical name for this is the missing mass problem. And it's the nature of what's unseen that leaves the world and all of its happenings like sitting ducks. It makes you think that if you are able to tune into and figure out the movement of nature's unseen aspects, like how we kind of tapped in and learned about gravity, you can prepare for the situations and the opportunities that arise. But without the ability to prepare or evaluate or reflect on patterns, then you're just throwing spaghetti at a wall and seeing what sticks. And within this, astrologically, astronomy even, and looking at life, the sun's impact is said to be around 70% influential on humanity, which kind of tracks if you think about how without the sun, internal faculties change, like metabolism, or like certain vitamin synthesis, certain vitamin production. And that's why I like to do these monthly episodes where each month outlook simply tracks the sun and the sun only as it makes its way through a new month of our solar year. All astrology transits are just potentials that you can witness and take on board, that you can observe. You get to try it on for size and see if it aligns with you. And if so, then you can use the information to your advantage. And as they say, prevention is better than cure. Or preparation is key. The arrangement of each month as the sun moves through each constellation generally unfolds in an order, and that order has similar themes each year because the sun moves through the same processes in January, in February, in March, April, and so on. And that's how you are the zodiac you are based on the month you were born in. And there's slightly nuanced changes based on the process of the ruling planet of the sign the sun is in. For example, the sun being in Aries, it's ruled by Mars, so we do have to consider that when looking at these themes. That's really where it gets technical and the shifts slightly differ year in, year out. This year's 6 topics of April's astrology are under the umbrella influence of the Mercury retrograde. Sadly. And if you missed that episode, I'll link it below for you to check out. But starting on April 1st, Mercury retrograde begins on April Fool's Day, and it colours everything a little bit angry, aggressive, and frustrating. It's a personal look inwards that could be a hit to the confidence in some way, and the 6 topics this month are how you move through that confidence hit with or without being drastically hurt or damaged. The first theme opening the month is about strategy. Now, each person has a different way of understanding and operating in strategy. Some people have a go with the flow strategy. Others are a really orderly type. And this is actually programmed or said to be programmed at birth via your chart. If you want to know yours, drop me an email with your date of birth, time of birth, and location of birth to the email in the show note description below. And in between readings, I'll ping you back an email that simply explains in a one-liner the basis of what your strategy is. But generally, success is most achievable through clarity of strategy, unless you're riding on blind luck or privilege. And being successful is ultimately said to be part of being happy. It's just that success means different things to different people. But being successful needs a clear process to follow. So this month's initial theme of strategy is about committing to using your willpower and your energy in an effective way. It's about being aware of what has the potential to go wrong and having a structured way to respond when things go wrong. Aries season itself is the perfect time to really tap into the idea of being in control of your own experience. And really having control over something just translates into, I hate to use this word, but responsibilities. I don't know why we're so scared of responsibilities, but they are key to everything. You have control over the payments you make, the food you eat, the hours you sleep, your material resources, where you live, what you wear. Although some of these behaviors may be conditioned into you through family, peer pressure, or otherwise, having a solid strategy in those spaces is important in avoiding downfall, and extra important when it comes to the idea of confidence or lack of confidence and the stress of self-undoing. So the first topic of April is a message that clarity may have been lost in some or all of your general life areas due to lack of strategy, due to following someone else's strategy as your own. And so now there's a need to reorganize those facets of your life to avoid missing out on a comfortable, happy rhythm of existing correctly for you. The second topic of April is shock. This happens to also be the theme of the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse, which has its own episode coming out this week. Shock is interesting because life is full of shock, and your ability to adapt to whatever happens kind of sits on the previous mentioned topic of strategy. So if you are well rested, for example, you can mentally handle shock with a brain that's functioning well. If you are fed correctly, you can handle shock physically. You have the energy to move and jump into that fight or flight situation. If you have a savings pot, then costly, expensive disturbances of shock don't throw you off too much, and so on and so forth for each area of life. Shock is the energy for initiative when it's backed by confidence and courage. It's the energy for downfall when it's backed by lack of preparation. The idea is that shock comes with a competitive burst to survive. And humans are absolutely 100% designed to withstand shock and to also sometimes cause shock for others. It's really the unexpected elements of life that move you out of complacency. And if you've got a pretty strong strategy that supports your body, your wellness, your rhythms, your experience, shock becomes more like surprise, which can be a much more pleasant experience of change. The lasting impact of a major shock can be one of two things. It can be stimulating, pumping you up into a new type of action, or it can be debilitating, sending you downwards. And this depends on both your perspective, but more so your level of preparation. And preparation depends on your rhythms and your strategy. So the second week of April, after getting your ducks in a row, it might be wise to be well fed, sleep well, have everything in alignment, because anything is possible. In fact, it's likely that something is about to confront you and to shock you into innovation. So spend the first 2 weeks preparing yourself for surprise by getting all those things in order, and don't overspend, because who knows what's going to show up. The third topic of April's astrology is increase and growth, which I really hope the shock is that you receive some kind of positive wow moment that brings gain into your life. It could be that the thunderbolt revelation is something super growth supportive and beneficial, but it might also be something you need to keep a secret from other people for the time being. It seems like if you are prepared, then the disclosure that's coming, possibly around April 8th solar eclipse, bolsters your life. And if you haven't made yourself prepared, it could just be a missed opportunity. It could be the efforts You've put in the commitment and the planning pay off, and in a positive way, more than you were expecting. So this third topic of growth, which you can also call expansion, requires letting go of anything self-sabotaging or getting out of the analysis paralysis stage, where you're just constantly planning and not actioning these, I'm going to do better here and I'm going to do better there types of changes. They say that the darkest hour is right before the dawn of activity. And it's been pretty dark since October of last year, which is the season directly opposite the April season. These seasons work in opposing pairs. So October 2023's themes were decay, confusion, traditional versus new, preparation, and conditions. All of those might have been tough and challenging, such as decay and confusion in understanding where traditional versus new values are and are not relevant for your preparation of changing conditions. But now, thanks to the law of compensation, it said that what is springs from what is not. And you compensate for all of those mishaps and wrong directions now by overdeveloping areas where there were lack, where things were a little bit off, that may have been part of a deficiency or issues that cropped up back in October of 2023. It's the building of new traits now as required for survival based on what you've learnt these past 6 months. Specifically, what you've learnt in respect to something that in your life has decayed. The fourth topic of April's astrology is about establishing order, which is just really similar to strategy, but it's more like the continued application of strategy. It's that once you've committed to doing those right things for your personal experience, and you're like, wow, this feels better, this works better, it's great. When you see the benefit in the strategy, you now need to maintain this in an orderly fashion, not falling off the quote unquote wagon, but making sure that you're sticking to these functions, especially around the third week of April, which if you can stick to what's right for you, then order begins to show up. Anything that was disordered becomes ordered. Now, you're like deep in this personal process. You're not getting thrown off by interference of other people. And the most amazing discoveries come from you following your inner drummer. And by this point, something that was a difficult beginning is now turning on its head and you're kind of emerging in strength. It seems like the third week of order is about not giving up on the first week of strategy. And that's how kind of the month ties together within itself. The fifth topic of April's astrology is self-care. I'm going to kind of rename it as maintenance. One of the ways it's described in the degree literature is nourishment, but it refers to a lot more than just a healthy diet of food. It's also about nourishing thoughts, values. It's all about all of the things that you cultivate and consume. Physically, this ending time of April is a great time to grow crops if you're planning on or you're interested in starting to grow your own food. Even if you're just beginning with something simple like herbs or, you know, small things like onions. I'm not sure what are good starter crops. But in the material world, this fourth week of April is fantastic for beginning a growth process in food. But spiritually, it's about where you devote your energy. It's about how you work on your dreams. And it's even about how you work on yourself. This is a good time to become more aware of your thoughts, which ones you buy into, which ones you follow up and lean on. It may help you understand why events unfold the way they do in your life and why you attract certain things to yourself. Based on what you feed yourself physically and mentally, are you cultivating an experience or a picture of success or failure through giving yourself good food or not good food? Do you listen to your body's responses? Do you work with or against your instincts? Are you living life in a very unnecessary hurry? How you kind of rush around and take care of yourself may result in how you feel about the world. If you feel like life is working against you all the time, you may lack decent nourishing or a certain other element of self-care. And if you feel like you've hit a wall, is this wall born of the fear of making changes because you're stuck in habits? This point after the strategy, after the shock, after the growth, after the ordering, is about looking at your motivations, your thoughts, your actions, what you feed yourself, what you're putting in, what you watch on the TV. This is the month to stop, I'm going to say it, watching the news, or to at least stop watching the news and taking it in personally, to be aware of what's going on in the world. Great. There is definitely a place for this spatial environmental awareness. But are you eating up everything you read to the point that it's impacting your experience? With the Mercury retrograde at play, this month is about rebooting your mind by judging yourself. It's correct to judge yourself, but not judging yourself against others, not judging yourself against the news, not judging yourself against social media, judging yourself against yourself. Not determined on what you're achieving, but more so how things feel. Some people should not consume the news because they onboard everything from it and it plays out in their life. Some people are immune to what they take in news-wise, but are feeding themselves crap, and the physical body is showing kind of symptoms of that. So this idea of nourishing and maintenance is about gentle adjustments in what you're putting in, what you read, what you listen to, and what you feed yourself. Keep a food diary this month. Keep a food diary and see when you eat certain things, how you feel versus not. Or keep a general diary, because if you notice correlations between reading fiction versus nonfiction, watching the news in the morning versus nighttime, like when you do these things and how you do these things and what these things consist of, going into your body that you've already got into a strategy that's got over shock, that is pending this increase in growth, and you're trying to keep in order, the maintenance of that from here on in really is determined by what you feed yourself in every way. The final topic of April's astrology for all signs is hermit mode. And this one is super interesting because it suggests that you've been under the influence of a selfish person or a self-serving kind of person or people for the past 6-ish months. And now is the point to withdraw and turn things around. You've got to be willing to abandon herd instinct at this point, which inevitably leads to a lonely moment or two, but you cannot continue positively, upwardly, through strategy, shock, growth, order, and self-care when you're tethered to people who drain you or literally create the opposite experience of those things in your existence. So they add to lack of order, lack of self-care, dangerous shocks instead of exciting ones. The action at this point is about going back to a moment where you were not connected with someone or something that has seemed to turn into a burden. This is a natural process of transformation and physical and mental renewal where this recent adversity was for the purpose of shaving away illusions of situations and people and things that don't serve you. And it's shown you who some people truly are so that you can make better choices in your connections wisely. You may need to revisit a past situation and see it in a new light where you realize something from back then actually wasn't at all that bad now that you're in this current situation that has shown its true colors. April's themes of strategy, shock, growth, order, self-care, and hermit mode all kind of reflect this season of spring and gaining composure in your life. And yet it's happening while Mercury is in retrograde in Aries, which gives this a very new season, new you type of vibe. And of course, the nature of shock, this is a big thing that's about to show up, is explored in the Aries solar eclipse episode. When that drops, I'll make sure to link that in this description below. But make sure you're following the show so you can catch it when it airs. Happy April. Please don't sign anything if you can avoid it. Keep your progress to yourself. And until next episode, bye.